Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Mobile World Congress begins in Barcelona February 24th. Concerns about the coronavirus have caused LG and ZTE to cancel plans for the show. Huawei says its plans have not changed, but The Verge's sources say it may reduce the number of employees traveling. Chinese companies Xiaomi, Vivo, and Honor all say they haven't changed plans, as have Qualcomm, Lenovo, and Motorola. The GSMA, which puts on the show, says it has increased medical support and disinfection measures at the conference and is advising a no-handshake policy. Checkpoint Software discovered a vulnerability in Philips Hue light bulbs that would upload a malicious over-the-air update to affect color and brightness of the bulb. If the owner reset and re-added the bulb to its network, the exploit could then trigger a buffer overflow to take control of the hub. Checkpoint notes the vulnerability takes advantage of the Zigbee communications protocol and therefore may be replicable in other products that use Zigbee. Philips has issued a patch. Disney announced its Disney Plus streaming service has reached 26.5 million paid subscribers. Analysts had expected 20 million or more. 50% signed up directly and 20% through Verizon. Disney Plus is expanding to Western Europe and in March and will launch in India March 29th through streaming service Hotstar. ESPN Plus subscribers reached 6.6 million and Hulu reached 30.7 million. Disney also announced its intention to expand Hulu internationally in 2021. Users in North America and Europe can sign up for NVIDIA's GeForce Now game streaming service, which supports games from the Steam, Epic Games Store, Battle.net, and Uplay, running on a PC in a data center. Games must have been optimized for the service before they will appear as available, even if you own them in one of the stores. The Founders Edition of the service is $5 a month, which gives you up to 6 hours at a session, but NVIDIA says that fee will go up at some point. You can also try the service for free for an hour at a session, without a credit card, though you may be put in a queue and you will get access to less powerful hardware. The GeForce Now app runs on Mac OS, Windows, and Android and requires at least 15 megabits per second connection, 30 megabits per second for 1080p, and 50 megabits per second for the best experience. There is no 4K option. Spotify reported 271 million worldwide subscribers. That's up 31% over a year ago. Paying users rose 29%. Podcast listening grew 200%. And 16% of Spotify's monthly active users listen to podcasts. Revenue rose 24% with a loss per share of €1.14, both of which missed expectations. Spotify blamed the loss on payroll taxes related to stock compensation as its stock price rose. The company announced it will acquire Bill Simmons' sports podcast company Ringer. Spotify faces increasing competition in the music streaming market, including India's Gaana, which has 152 million monthly active users. Google Glass Enterprise Edition 2 is now available directly from hardware resellers instead of previously where it was only available with Google partners who had to build custom software if they wanted to make a purchase. Starting March 5th, Twitter may label faked images, video, and other media that have been significantly and deceptively altered or fabricated as manipulated media and link to a Twitter Moments section that would give more context. If manipulated media is presented as truth and is, quote, likely to impact public safety or cause serious harm, it may be removed. When making a decision, Twitter will look at accompanying text and account information. Users can appeal decisions, and along with faked images and video, Twitter will consider modified subtitles or voiceover as manipulation as well. Russian security researcher Vladislav Yamak published details of a vulnerability in firmware for chips from Huawei-owned HiSilicon. The chips are often used by other manufacturers in security cameras, network video recorders, and DVRs. Yamak said the exploit combines four security bugs previously reported in March 2013, March 2017, July 2017, and September 2017. The vulnerability would let an attacker access Telnet and log in to gain root access. Yamak did not report the vulnerability to HiSilicon before disclosing it, claiming he doesn't trust the company to fix the issue since they have left these previously known vulnerabilities unpatched. Yamak has made proof of concept code available on GitHub for users to test whether their devices are vulnerable. Finally, photo and video editing app Visco announced it will now let users post videos in its social network feature. Visco users could previously only post photos. Visco said it is using its video editing functions has doubled over the past year. The feature is available on iOS now and coming to Android in the coming weeks. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.